We're 16 days away from training camp for the Houston Texans. A looming big question right now in the AFC. Cecil, what are the Chiefs going to look like if Tyreek Hill is going to be out for somewhere between 6 to 10 football games? How big of a deal is that going to be?
Well, how many games did they win last year? 12?
Yes.
So I think they'll be somewhere between the 10 and 12 mark again. They'll miss him. But when you have a guy like Patrick Mahomes, who is that special, quarterbacks like that make receivers. So they drafted a couple young guys. I know a couple young guys that went undrafted there too. I think that would be a guy named Cody Thompson. Probably should look out for him. A guy from Toledo who is a really good receiver. They got a lot of young guys that can come up and play if Tyreek gets suspended for however long he gets suspended for. But when you have a guy like Patrick Mahomes, he makes people around him better.
He does, but don't we also have to factor in the fact that Mahomes, not a knock on him, but Mahomes was dealing with last year before the Kareem Hunt fiasco, the best set of skill guys in the NFL. Kareem Hunt, Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins once in a while. But especially those first three guys, with Andy Reid's play calling, I felt like they had the best skill guys in the league. And now that's been diminished without question.
Well, you get a guy like Carlos Hyde who can come in and make some plays in the running game for you, who is above average. He's not Kareem Hunt. He's above average. You can get a guy like they have a Damian Williams back there who can play in the slide, that can run around and catch the ball out of the backfield. Travis Kelce they still have.
Yes.
So he's probably arguably, between him and Ertz, probably the best tight ends in the game.
I agree.
And then Sammy, like you said, occasionally would show up and win healthy, have good games here and there. One playoff game, I think Colts game, he had a really good game.
Yes.
So, you'll miss him. You'll miss the speed down the field. You'll miss all the explosive plays. But Mahomes is going to make plays. Like, he is that special.
Well, he is that special. They'll be good, but I also think Tyreek Hill is that special, too, on the field. I just don't know that there's a great defense for Tyreek Hill because that dude is the fastest receiver. He's the fastest NFL player I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Who's faster?
So, let me think. The fastest NFL player you've ever seen.
Seth was also surprised when I said that, and I pride myself on not, like, yeah, suffering from recency bias. That.
I just don't know. I can't think of one, but I don't know. Well, he's fast. He's explosive. What about Marquise Goodwin?
No, I think
you just don't see him as much.
I don't see him as much, which is a factor. Well, let's open this up to the text line, everybody. Who is a faster NFL player you guys have seen than Tyreek Hill? 713-572-4610.
Because like, I think like Chris Johnson in his prime was very fast.
Yeah, he was very fast, no doubt.
And he has recorded, 4.24, 4.28?
And I'm not going to deny that I'm sure the recorded times Chris Johnson, based on what he did at the combine, was faster. I'm just saying, like, on the field, in pads.
On field speed, okay.
I feel like Tyreek Hill is the fastest receiver I have ever seen.
Well, let me ask you
this. Fastest player I've ever seen.
If you think he's that, you know, important to the Chiefs' offense, is he a top five receiver?
Yeah, I think so. I think probably right there. Probably 5, 6. Like, I don't think he's quite as great as the top guys, like Hopkins, Julio Jones, Odell, because I don't think his game is as well-rounded. And I also think that the one way you can defend him a little bit is by bodying him up, which you can't really do against Julio Jones or DeAndre Hopkins. I don't think that Hill provides that part of his game. So I think the top 3, 4 receivers in the NFL are a cut better than Tyreek Hill is. But yeah, I think he's probably top 5, top 6. Is that crazy?
Yes.
You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
Landry put this tweet out the other day, I think last week or so, that he thought Tyreek Hill was top 5. I don't think he's better than Julio. I don't think he's better than Antonio Brown. I don't think he's better than Hop. I don't think he's better than Odell.
Okay.
I don't think he's better than Michael Thomas.
You don't think he's better than Michael Thomas?
Mm-mm.
You don't think he's better? I mean,
Can he get her open? Can he run routes? Yes, he's fast as lightning. But if you look at the Patriots said, I'm going to put our fastest guy on you, and then put somebody over top. They took him out of the game.
What should Tyreek Hill have done in the last 2 years that would make me convinced that he's not better than Michael Thomas?
Say it again.
As I was throwing that out there, I'm like, hold on. I don't know if what I'm saying actually makes sense. If you look at what Tyreek Hill has accomplished, especially in the last 2 years. I think that's enough to say, listen, would I take Michael Thomas over Tyreek Hill? I probably would, but I also think that Breeze is such an accurate quarterback and that system is so good, it helps him a lot. Granted, I know similar thing with Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes, yes, but I think Breeze is probably the most accurate quarterback in NFL history. So I think that especially helps out Michael Thomas.
So this is how I view the top five. Whoever my top five is, I can put them in any offense on any team and they'll still produce.
Okay.
I don't know if you can put Tyreek Hill on any offense on any team and he still will produce the way he did the last couple of years.
Dude, if you can find me a coach who has a system where Tyreek Hill can't produce, I want that guy fired immediately because that guy is doing it wrong. I'm not saying maybe in the exact same way he does in Kansas City, but you take a talent like Tyreek Hill, and he seems like a total scumbag off the field, so that's neither here nor there. But I'm just talking like
straight on the field stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, straight on the field stuff. Like, if that guy is not producing for your offense, something is deeply wrong with your offensive coordinator or head coach.
Well, there's guys out there, I'm sure, because every coach in the NFL is not good. I was listening to Travis talk about that the other day. But I just don't see him as a top five guy. Now, going back to the question, he will be missed because he was such a critical part of the Chiefs' offense.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if they can feel his role, but I still think they'll be a very good team, somewhere between 10 and 12 wins. Their division is tough, though. You got Phillip Rivers and the Chargers. You got to improve Raiders' team, so we'll see how that goes. But they'll be in the hunt.
Denver should be better. I think the big thing with Tyreek Hill is that he's an indefensible player. Like, there are teams in the NFL, like, if the Texans were playing the Chiefs last season, they wouldn't have anybody to put on Tyreek Hill, like, not one guy. And I think that's been one of the major issues this team has had with T.Y. Hilton, is that they have not had anybody who matches up with T.Y. Hilton because of his speed and his quickness. It kind of reminded me in a weird way of the way the Raptors struggled with LeBron, because they literally didn't have like a wingy guy, like a Trevor Ariza you can actually put on LeBron. Not saying that guy would shut him down because he wouldn't, but just someone you can actually have play someone like that. I don't think the Texans have had that, and I hope that Bradley Roby is the kind of cornerback who can match up with those kind of receivers. But if you're looking at this situation, like relating this and localizing this to the Texans, and you look at this schedule, I'm expecting Tyreek Hill to get about a 6 to 10 game suspension. It's a pretty wide range, but somewhere 6 to 10. The game the Texans play against Kansas City is literally in week 6, and it's a road game in Arrowhead Stadium, a CBS game that's a 12 o'clock game. If Tyreek Hill is not playing in that game and he's on suspension, that to me is a significant factor, and I think that gives you at least a substantially better chance to win that kind of game.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Just looking at the matchups, I would love to see Gibson on Kelsey. I would love to see that. I think you're a lot more comfortable with Gibson on Kelsey than Tyrann Mathieu on Kelsey, if that makes sense.
I'm with you on that.
Because of the size, the strength, and he does good with it. That's kind of his thing. He does good with covering tight ends. So I'm excited about that. So you got that matchup there week 6. And then outside, you should be able to handle everybody else. Honestly, if you look at what they have right now, we don't know who will emerge as far as receivers for them. But if Tyreek Hill's not there, you have Sammy Watkins, and then you got a bunch of role guys pretty much.
And you got a bunch of young players.
A bunch of young players that you should be able to handle between Jonathan Joseph, Aaron Colvin, Lonnie Johnson, and Bradley Roby.
I want to get your take on this. Cecil Shorts in for Seth Payne this morning. We've been playing some promos from In the Loop and Stanford Route, making the bold proclamation that
big bold.
It's a bold proclamation that Bill O'Brien needs to get to the AFC Championship game to keep his job. Are you buying that?
No, I'm not buying that. If he gets to, I do believe he needs to make a nice playoff run, but to get to the AFC Championship, I don't think he needs to get there to keep his job. If he messes around and goes 12-4 and gets to the second round, he'll be fine. 11-5, second round, 10-6, and going to second round and be in the game, I think he'll be fine.
I'm with you. If they go 10-6 this year, it's a better season than last season because the schedule is so much tougher.
It's so much. I mean, if you look at the first, 7-8 games, they got Matt Ryan and Patrick Mahomes and, I mean, Andrew Luck. I mean, tons of guys.
Cam Newton,
Matt Ryan. It's a lot of some Super Bowl got quarterbacks.
Nick Foles.
MVP-type quarterbacks. I'm not sold on Nick Foles yet. We'll see how Nick Foles does.
Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles. He still will be a challenge in week 2.
He will.
I think the AFC Championship game is too specific because sometimes you can have a season where, like, let's say the Texans have a really good regular season. They win 10 or 11 games. People are excited. Like, that may not even be enough to make the playoffs. Win the division, I should say. That'll be enough to make the playoffs. Let's say you win 10 or 11. Let's say you finish second in the division. Let's say Indy has a big season. Well, you can win a wild card game, then lose in the second round. And I think a lot of us, depending on how those games actually go and the experience of watching the ups and downs of the season, I think we would, like, if that happened, that would be O'Brien's best season without a question.
Yeah.
So I don't think it can be as specific as Super Bowl or bust. No. Or, excuse me, AFC Championship game or bust. I don't think it's that specific.
You just said something interesting to me. You didn't put the Texans winning the division when they're the division champions. So
correct.
Do you think the Colts are going to win the division? Or
I do.
Really?
The Indianapolis Colts will be picked by everybody
really
to win the AFC South. Yes.
What about winning the AFC?
Winning the AFC. I'm not quite sold enough to say that.
Still the Patriots in the rear view.
I'm not going to give you a pick on the AFC for another month and a half because I guess right now I'd have to pick the Patriots, but I will do everything in my power to not pick the Patriots when we're having this conversation in a month and a half. Like that, then I'm going to find somebody else to pick because I cannot, for the life of me, have the Patriots representing the AFC again in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that would drive me crazy.
I can't have that happen. But yet, is that surprising to you that the Colts? I'm not going to let you know. Like in the next 3 weeks, there are going to be very few people nationally talking about the Texans winning the AFC South. It's going to be all Indianapolis.
Yeah, and I mean, rightfully so. Nobody thought they would do what they did last year.
Yep.
And their draft picks, I mean,
they've been terrific.
And they drafted some guys this year in Paris Campbell to help with the offense. So we'll see how it goes. I'm not sold on them yet. I still think the Texans can beat them and win the division. But that's what it's going to come down to. Can they beat the Colts? Can they stop T.Y. Hilton? I think that would be what it comes down to for the Texans.
And those two games against Indianapolis are big referendum games on Bill O'Brien.
Yes.
Considering Frank Reich is going to be in his second year, considering what Indy did the last two times these teams played, those two games are going to be the most important games of the season.